Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody in the house of God this morning. Good to see the Walker family this morning. I'm excited to hear Brother Jamie preach in the next hour. It's wonderful how the Lord works. What Brother Jimmy just read to us in Revelation chapter 12 and how he expounded on that. I'd like you to keep in mind the things that he was talking about, because obviously the Lord has perfectly set up exactly what he has showed me this week, and we have not communicated amongst ourselves. So I pray that you be blessed this morning. We're going to be going over question 4 in Keach's Catechism. Our question this morning is, what is the Word of God? The answer is, the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments being given by divine inspiration are the Word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice. We have 3 proof texts this morning: 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, and also Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. We're going to be having 3 main points to the outline this morning from these passages of Scripture. First being that God is the author of Scripture. Second, Scripture is divinely inspired and is profitable. And thirdly, that the Word of God is the ultimate standard. Let us come before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together and worship our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, I pray that you'd help me this morning, dear God, that you would move me out the way and that your word would come forth with power, dear God, and that you would be glorified, that your saints would be drawn closer to you. Father, we pray that you open our ears this morning. Open the book to us, Father. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Let's go to our first proof text in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 21. And we'll see here that God is the author of Scripture. Verse 21. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. 2 Peter 1, 21, I'm in chapter 2. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I want to make a few points in this passage of Scripture here. Firstly, that the Word of God came not by man's will or by the world's wisdom, and that God used holy men set apart by himself to speak on his behalf, being his ambassadors here in the world. Thirdly, that prophets were moved, or they were empowered by the Spirit of God to speak, and not of themselves. Let's turn to John chapter 14. Let's go through a few supporting texts. John chapter 14, let's look at verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Turn over to your right to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2:12-16. Let's look at verses 12 through 16. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We see here that is Christ's mind in us. Turn to Exodus chapter 4. Let's see some examples of God's moving upon men to speak. Exodus chapter 4, we'll see here where he first approached Moses to go to Pharaoh. Look at verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto them, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or the deaf, or seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Turn over to Numbers chapter 22. We'll see here where Balaam was hired by Balak to curse the children of Israel. Verse 38, Numbers 22:38. And Balaam said unto Balak, Lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. We see here in this first proof text that God is the author of Scripture. Our second proof text is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And the heading here is Scripture is divinely inspired and profitable. To verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. A few points here, we see that Scripture is given by God unto man, and that it is profitable for doctrine, meaning the core tenets of our beliefs, for reproof, that we may be able to combat heresy and falsehood, for correction, to show us our sin and need for Christ's righteousness, and for instruction, what God requires of us in faith and practice. We see also the Word of God equips us for perfection, knowledge of Christ, and sanctifies us. It also empowers us for good works. Turn to Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we may through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Turn back to John 17. Let's look at verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Turn your Bibles to the right to 1 Thessalonians. Let's look at chapter 2. Look at verses 10 through 13. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves amongst you that believed. As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doeth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Turn to your right to Titus chapter 3. Look at verse 8. This is a faithful saying, in these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which believe in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto all men. In this second proof text here, we see that Scripture is divinely inspired and profitable. And to our last proof text, let's look at Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The law speaks to what in Hebrew means the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses, so Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The testimony speaks to the writings of the prophets. We see also here that those who speak not according to his word are false prophets, workers of iniquity. Look at Psalms chapter 12. Look at verses 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Turn over to your right to Proverbs. Let's look at chapter 30. Verses 5 and 6 as well. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Turn to the prophet Micah, right after the book of Jonah. Chapter 3. We'll see here the rebuke of the Lord against false prophets. Verses 5 and 6. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not in their mouths, they even prepare war against him, meaning against the Lord himself. Verse 6, therefore night shall be unto you that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you that ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Turn to the book of Jude, right before Revelation, second to last book. We'll also see the rebuke here of false prophets. Look through a few verses here. We'll look at verses 3 and 4 first. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verses 12 and 13. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Look also at 16 through 19. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouths speaking great swelling words, and having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last times, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. We see here in this last proof text, the Word of God is the ultimate standard. In conclusion this morning, the Bible is the inspired Word of God. The Greek term for this is theopneustos, meaning God breathed. Man in his own wisdom did not come up with or write the Scriptures. The prophets and apostles of old were the mouthpieces of God to declare his revelation to mankind. They and only they were divinely inspired to speak and write the Scriptures. The canon of Scripture is closed. There is no more new revelation today. God has spoken, and it is final. If you ever hear someone say, God spoke to me, or I have a word from God, if what they say or teach does not line up with the Scripture, don't believe them, no matter how spiritual they may sound. Test everything by the Scriptures. Many twist the Scriptures and take them out of context to form their own heretical doctrines. 2 Corinthians 11:4 speaks of another Jesus that is preached, another Spirit that is preached, and another gospel as well. Test the spirits whether they be of God. Brethren, we have a complete Bible, a perfect Word, a divinely inspired text, the infallible Word of God in our hands. We are a blessed people. We possess at our disposal a complete Bible that many of the saints did not possess in the first 15 centuries of the church. This morning, I'd like to pose a few questions to you. What will you do with the Word of God that you have? Will you read it? Will you cherish it? Will you hide it in your heart that you might not sin against Him? Will you memorize creed scripture passages that you may be able to share your faith with the lost? Will you seek the Lord while he may be found? Will you honor him by obeying his commandments that are written within it? Will you take hold by faith the promises that are in it? Will you walk in a manner worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called? Will you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only? I pray that the Lord would help us in all these areas, that when he returns, he finds us not asleep, but doing his will. This morning, to those who don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, I would like to pose a few questions to you as well. Will you repent and believe the gospel? Will you humble yourselves and acknowledge that you are a sinner and need forgiveness of your sins? Will you turn from your sins and look to Christ? Will you cry out for mercy and be saved? Do you see him dying on the cross for your sins? Will you turn from darkness and come to the light? I pray that you put it off no longer, friend. Come to Christ this morning. Be reconciled to God by the blood of his dear Son. I'd like to finish this morning by reading a text in Psalms 19 that sums this whole study up very well. Read verses 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As Brother Jimmy was saying earlier this morning, how the earth helped the woman. There is so much false doctrine in the world today. So much. Every time you turn on a TV, it's just more and more and more. I encourage you, brethren, stay in your word. Know the truth. Our question this morning was, what is the word of God? The answer is the scripture of the Old Testament and the New, being given by divine inspiration, are the words of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice. Father, we thank you for the day, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, that we have an opportunity to even have a Bible here in the United States, Lord, that you've been gracious and you've been kind to us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would diligently seek you, Lord, that we would open the scriptures and want to know you more, Lord. Father, I pray that you give us a heart to do that, Lord. I pray for the rest of the Sunday school service this morning, Lord, that you would be with the children as they're taught in the back, Lord, that you would be with us as we have prayer requests now, Lord. I pray that you'd be on the service coming up in the next hour, Lord, that you would be on Brother Jimmy, dear God. I'm sorry, Brother Jamie. That you would help him, Lord, and that you would speak your word with power this morning and change us all. We lift up our Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and we ask all these things in his name. Amen.